160 people still missing after the 4th of July flash flooding. The death toll from the floods stands at 132 people. A church in Lexington, Kentucky, the scene of a deadly shooting on Sunday, the gunman killing two women before he was shot and killed by police. Police say the gunman had shot a state trooper, stole a car, and drove to the church where he is believed to have had connections to at least two of the victims. This is ABC News.
It's almost here, the 72nd Annual Flamborama Festival in Park Falls, August 1st through 3rd. 3 days of music, food, carnival rides, parade, contests, and family fun in the heart of the Northwoods. Live performances by Chris Krause, Small Town Famous, Moniker, That 90s Band, and Robbie V. A big thank you to our amazing sponsors, Dave Zesch Trucking, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, LPK Dental, and Super One Foods. Flamborama 2025, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Park Falls. Learn more at parkfalls.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Today, July 14th, Ashland County Highway GG between Mellon and Clam Lake is scheduled to be closed. This is so culvert replacement can be done while the crew is working. It is anticipated that the road will be closed from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Motorists must obey all road closed signage and barricades. They exist for your safety and that of the crew working to keep the highway safe for all motorists. Please do not attempt to go around barricades and/or equipment and workers. Once again, Ashland County Highway GG between Mellon and Clam Lake is scheduled to be closed today from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please plan your route accordingly. Friday, July 18th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., there's a free tour of the Wisconsin Concrete Park. This is your chance to come and learn all about visionary artist Fred Smith, the fascinating history of the Wisconsin Concrete Park, and the ongoing efforts to preserve and improve this unique outdoor art environment. No registration is needed, just stop on by and join the tour. Once again, this is taking place Friday, July 18th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. Senator Tammy Baldwin encourages people to continue to push back against Medicaid cuts. Lisa Hale has the story.
The budget bill recently signed into law by President Donald Trump included drastic cuts to Medicaid. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who voted against the bill, said the fight for Medicaid is not over.
It's not the last act that Congress will ever take. And we will have future opportunities to fix some of the problems. But that will only happen if pressure on those who voted for it is such that they are hearing from their constituents that this was a mistake and that Congress needs to repair it.
Baldwin made her comments in Green Bay Saturday as she toured Amplify Bellin Health's ER department. Co-chief clinical officer Dr. Cynthia Lasecki said when people don't have health coverage, they end up using emergency rooms as primary care providers.
Even without health insurance, people will still need care. When they cannot afford it, those costs get shifted to everyone else, driving up the total cost of care. It is a lose-lose for our patients and communities.
Baldwin says about 270,000 Wisconsinites will have their health care terminated as a result of the budget bill, costing Wisconsin hospitals $264 million a year. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers draft is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The MLB draft continues today. In the first round, the Brewers selected third baseman Andrew Fisher of the Tennessee Volunteers, who scouts say has modeled his swing after the Phillies' Bryce Harper.
I'm working on my swing in the cage a ton. I'm trying to emulate Harper as much as I can. Obviously, he has different rhythm in the box and different approach sometimes, but I mean, how could you not watch a guy like that hit?
In all, the Brewers drafted five players, two infielders, three pitchers. Yesterday, the crew beat the Nationals 8-1. Freddy Peralta giving up just one run in 6 2/3 innings. Peralta asked about heading into the All-Star break just a game behind the first place Cubs.
I think that we are in great position right now. We're doing great because we are not thinking about how far we are from the first place.
NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner, who showed off his new jersey.
See me in this bus green? Or my girlfriend tell me I look good in green, so you know it's going to be a seamless feat.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
It is
is going to be mostly sunny and a little muggy today. Our high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll drop down into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mid to upper 80s with more storms likely tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69. 98 Q Country.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Let's go. them call a self-made man. Girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am when I'm getting this close to you. It's high time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Strong heart and a willing hand, and that's a secret to my success. A good woman, I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you.
Karnick in the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98Q Country.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. You're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. Yeah,
excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home with mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
There's a plane or a bus leaving Dallas. I hope you're on it. If there's a train moving fast down the tracks, I hope you caught it. 'Cause I swear out there ought to be. So catch a ride, catch a cab. Don't you know I miss you bad, but don't you walk to me. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Find a truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run. You ain't got a suitcase, get a box, an old brown paper sack. Pack it light or pack it heavy. Take a truck, take a Chevy. Baby, just come back. There's a shortcut to the highway out of town. Why don't you take it? Don't let that speed limit slow you down. Go on and break it. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't. Enough. Find a truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run. Baby, run.
George Strait.
Oh, baby, run.
One of the two most famous Georges in country music. No, not your neighbor who likes to sing on his porch on Saturday nights. I'm talking about George Jones, of course. George Strait there, 98Q Country. Price County Antique Association, their annual antique and tractor expo and car show. Coming up this weekend, we'll talk with folks involved with that on Reality Radio, so you may want to put that on your plans for this weekend. Father-daughter dance going on Sunday out at Lena's out on Butternut Lake. $10 a person, which includes food, drinks available, of course. They'll have DJ from BCH Productions out there doing that. So father-daughter dance might be an opportunity for you on Sunday. And you, for more information, you can call for the father-daughter dance, Altalina's, or I'll give you a number here, 618-214-5368. 618-214-5368. Big NCCU Golf Classic is on Saturday. Big G and the boys will be out there ripping it up, literally. I went out to the golf driving range a little bit yesterday, worked through some irons, and you guys are in trouble. I'm telling you right now, you guys are in trouble. I actually made contact with the ball more times than I didn't. So it should be a big, big day. Big G, Big G, Gray, myself, and my son Blake will be donning the, we'll be representing Civic Media, I guess, unless we haven't gotten confirmation that Civic Media wants us representing them. They've seen me golf. So we'll do it, though. A big event and a fundraiser for the Shawamigan Parent Teacher Organization. Even if you're not golfing in it Saturday, go on out there, buy a raffle ticket, support them that way. Reminder for you, it's at the Park Falls Country Club. A community event reminder from 98Q Country.
Looking for secure storage? Descovia Storage has you covered. A brand new 80-unit storage complex in eastern Sawyer County opens July 1st. Choose from spacious 12 by 30 or 10 by 20 units, perfect for storing household goods, boats, motors, and more. Protect your valuables from the elements with monthly or yearly rental options. Reserve your unit now by calling Sharon at Biller Realty at 715-266-2412. Descovia Storage is conveniently located the intersections of County Road GG and Highway 70 in Loretta and Draper, Wisconsin.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
From concerts in the park to local markets and summer festivals, the heart of Phillips beats strong thanks to the people and businesses who care. At the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce, we're proud to support local events, connect businesses, and bring our community together. Want to know what's next? Visit PhillipsWisconsin.net, follow us on Facebook, or just stop in and become a member today. Together we make Phillips a great place to live, work, and visit. And hey, don't forget to tell Steve Precor you heard this ad.
Hey y'all, this is Jason Aldean. You know I'm all about supporting what matters to us, our families, our freedoms, and our country. That's why I made the switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. With Patriot Mobile, you're getting top quality service on the same great networks, and every bill helps support our veterans and defend our freedoms. It's time to put your dollars where it counts. Join me in switching to Patriot Mobile today. Go to patriotmobile.com/Aldean or call 972-PATRIOT today.
98Q Country.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a little muggy today. Our high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll drop down into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mid to upper 80s with more storms likely tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Your favorite country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and The Drive Home with Greg Anderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98Q Country.
Just about a mile off of 109, there's a little church sitting back in the pines. I promised that girl she was gonna be mine. I wouldn't be surprised if she was standing there crying. Oh, here I'm doing on the 95.
church on the Cumberland Road.
This is your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball, 98Q Country.
Cleansing rain and let it wash.
hurt away. So come a little closer, baby, I feel like letting go. If there's still a chance, then take my hand and we'll steal away off into the night until we make things right. The sun's gonna rise on a better day. Come a little closer, baby, I feel like stripping it down. Back to the basics of you and me and what makes the world go round. Every inch of you against my skin. I want to be stronger than we've ever been. So come a little closer, baby, I feel like stripping it down. Come a little closer, baby, just a little bit closer, baby. Closer, baby, I feel like laying you down.
Your weekends be filled with sunshine, summertime, and red hot country.
Good time, sunshine, and summertime.
98 Q Country.
I wouldn't mind being alone. I wouldn't keep checking my phone. Wouldn't take the long way home just to drive myself crazy. I wouldn't be losing sleep, remembering everything, everything you said to me like I'm doing lately. You wouldn't be all that I want. Baby, I could let go.
thanks for having me.
Yeah, so what led you into this? You have thousands and thousands of people following you on many social media platforms. Talk about how this all started, first of all, if you could.
I mean, it really started with just my passion for not only just small town taverns and
every Friday night
and small businesses, but just, you know, just the
98 Q Country.
Going out and just having a couple cold drinks and maybe having a great homemade meal that some of these
no more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
We apologize. We're having a few technical problems, and we'll get back to your 98Q normal programming here in just a moment. Thank you for your patience.
And beautiful inside and out, and I just, it's heartbreaking for me, you know, to think of the owners and all the workers and the patrons, you know, that called that place home for many, many years. And hopefully things are, you know, hopefully things are set up where they can rebuild, but when you lose a place like that, it hits me. Like I enter these places as a stranger, and I leave as family, and it's there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears goes into running a bar, I know, and so I just, my heart goes out to the Stone Lake area and the owners of the Stone Lake Pub.
Check them out on all the social media platforms. Just millions of views. People are just really, really enticed and enthralled by this. So talk about something maybe that you found at a dive bar that even surprised you. I mean, you've seen the Rocky Mountain oysters and all the traditional things that go along with some of these dive bars. But give me something that even made your head kind of maybe turn a little bit in a bar you walked into.
Yeah, there's so many quirky things that you see, whether it's the setup in a bathroom where you could sit on a toilet and at the same time you could be washing your hands in the sink. You know, sometimes the plumbing is questionable at best, but you know, everything from the quirky taxidermy to seeing mice sitting around a table playing cards with little beer mugs in their hands, and like if this isn't Wisconsin, I don't know what is. And you know, there's just so many quirky things that just make you laugh and make you smile and just make the place, you know, just feel, you know, just have that vibe that just makes you feel at home when you step into a place.
Yeah, and I'm sure you mentioned this a little bit too, that you have a chance, depending on your schedule, of course, you're a working man like all of us, but you get a chance some of the places to maybe hang around a little bit longer than others. And like you said, by the time you get out of there, it's like you got a new family, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the coolest part about what I do is the people that I meet and the stories that I hear. I know how much so many of these bars mean to so many people, whether it's, you know, whether it's in downtown Hayward or whether it's in downtown Milwaukee or somewhere out on a gravel road that Google doesn't even know where it is. You know, these are home to so many people. And yeah, it's just, you know, to be able to travel to these places and give them, you know, the love that they deserve, it's been a blessing. I had no idea what was going to happen when I started this account, but 920 bars in, and as how many I've reviewed to this point. And sometimes I'm at a at a place for a half hour. Sometimes I'm there for, you know, I would say the average time is probably an hour. And other times I'll be there for 3 or 4 hours or 5 hours. It just all depends on what my schedule is and my itinerary. But that's the hardest job I have is leaving these places, because I could easily sit down and stay at a place for hours on end. But unfortunately, that's not the job that I have. And, you know, it's one of the downsides of what I do. But yeah, I think that people love what I do. They keep, you know, seeing the places that I hit, and they keep suggesting more places, which I absolutely love, because that's how I find some of these hidden gems, is from the suggestions of my great followers.
Yeah. Craig Schutz with us from Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. You can check it out on all the social media platforms. You know, we talk about having the cold beverage and the atmosphere, but I think part of these dive bars, too, is a lot of times these places have some very unique food menus and food choices, and a lot of times, most of the time, the owners are cooking in the back. So that's a big draw for people, too, isn't it, is the food side of these dive bars.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not much of a seafood guy. But there's places that they'll have seafood or walleye. You can get better food at some of these bars out in the sticks than you could get going into a big city and finding some, you know, some fancy place that's going to cost you, you know, you go, two people go on a date and have a meal and a couple drinks, and it's going to cost you $100. You know, you can get a better meal and you can spend, you know, half of that at some of these places. And I'm a big burger and fries guy. I just always have. I'm a meat and potatoes guy. And I was up in the cable area here about a month ago, and I got pointed to a bar. There was another bar owner that suggested a place, the Pioneer Bar, and it was just out in the woods, and it seemed like we came through an opening in the woods, and there was a bar there, and there was a bunch of people, and I think I had the best burger that I've ever had in my life, which says a lot, because I've had so many burgers, and it was, you know, it wasn't just the burger itself, it was the way it was seasoned, and the fries were incredible, and so, you know, to have eaten so many burgers and to get one that really, really stands out, you know, that's, you know, it's a special place, and like I said, I mean, a burger and a couple beers for $20. I mean, you can't beat that, especially nowadays.
Millions of views on this on social media. Absolutely crazy. You mentioned kind of how it got started. How many years now have you been doing this?
It will be 3.5 years on July 14th. So it was January 14th of 2022 when I started it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, who would have thought? Who knows when, Jared, where life leads you with these ventures? And we are, again, with Jared Schultz with Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. And Jared, pick out one more for me. Give us one more in this week-long look at dive bars here in the Hayward and Northern Wisconsin area. Pick out maybe another favorite of yours you can share with folks.
I mean, we could do another place with so much great history up there is the Sawmill in Sealy. I don't know if you've been to that place, but it's another place that's filled with history, and it's right on 63. And when you drive by it, you know that it's a unique place. And I finally stopped in there for the first time about a year ago, and I got a tour from the owner, who was absolutely wonderful. And like it used to be an auto mechanic place back in the back, and it's been numerous things, and it's now just a giant bar with, you know, a bunch of seating, great food, and it's a historic place, you know, in northern Wisconsin. It's just a really, really unique looking place, and it's definitely worth a stop. If I know how many thousands of people drive by on Highway 63 any given Friday heading up north.
Yeah. Another unique thing, I think, Jared, too, about Wisconsin bars especially is we have a lot of specialty beers here. We have, of course, the New Glarus, which is a Wisconsin beer. And that's kind of a draw for tourists and other people, too, I think, is that unique experience with the beer, the beverage itself, right?
Yeah, oh, 100%. And I wonder, on average, how many cases of spotted cow gets smuggled back across Minnesota or Illinois or Iowa on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. I will let the police handle that. So you're, again, people can find you on all the social platforms, Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. And here's a question I had when I was watching some of them over the weekend. Now, do you ever have a situation where you surprise people where you walk in? Or do you say, you know what, we're coming in and we're going to record? Or do you ever just kind of cold wing it and just kind of, let's see what happens here?
You know, a lot of the places I just wing it, because I may make my first stop of the day, and without me even knowing it, you know, I'll sit there and I'll chat with the locals, and they'll tell me about another amazing bar that's 3 or 4 miles away, and so then I kind of let them choose where I go next, and then I'll, you know, head to that place, and I just kind of, it's kind of just how it goes some days, and, you know, it's, I always go into a place. A lot of times, like my intro that you see, my intro is done before I walk in. And then I walk in. I'm always 100% respectful. Talk to the, you know, bartender, the locals. You know, I get recognized so much, so that helps. That helps, too. But I always let people know, you know, what I'm doing before I do go back outside and come back in and, mm-hmm. and record again. I know there's a lot of people that absolutely love being on my videos, but, you know, at the same time, I know there's people that do like their privacy, and I totally respect that. And, you know, I have had, you know, a small amount of people just tell me they didn't want to be in the video, and I'm totally respectful and make sure I don't get them in the video. I said I do all the videoing, all the editing, everything myself, so... if anybody shoots me a message on any one of my platforms, it's always me on the other end 100%. And that's the way I always want to keep it.
Everybody has a story, Jared. I always say everybody has a story. When you go to one of these dive bars, there's a pretty decent chance that if you sit at the bar, you're probably going to hear somebody's, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's quite a adventure that it's taken you. So what's the future? Are you ever going to run out? Are you going to run out of dive bars, Jared? Do you fear that?
Boy, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know how many of them are considered dive bars, but according to Keith Kern, who is the Tavern League president, he tells me there's 9,000 bars in this state.
Oh, I think you're good.
I probably average, around 275. To 300 of them a year, and like at my current pace, it's gonna, like I said, I'll hit bar number 1,000 in September is when bar number 1,000 is gonna be. So it's gonna take me, you know, just a shade under 4 years to do that. So it's gonna take me 35 years to hit them all if that's what my goal is. I don't know. I take things day by day. You know, I plan things, you know, months in advance, but at the same time, I can't live Tuesday until I live Monday, and I can't live next weekend until I live this weekend. That's, you know, I try to, you know, big picture, but at the same time, you know, just one day at a time, everyday life.
That's how
we have to look at.
Yeah, and what brings dive bars together is it's not a small town or a big town thing. There's dive bars in downtown Minneapolis probably, and in Siren. I mean, it's universal, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's, you know, they all kind of have that common denominator. You know, there, I feel like a true dive bar, I feel like 20% of each bar is exactly the same, and then it's like kind of how it's decorated around that 20% is what makes it different, you know?
Exactly. Jared, well, we thank you for joining us, talk about at Wisco Dive Bars, and you can go to the Wisco Dive Bar Reviews, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that stuff. Millions and millions of views, good stuff. And just a great reference point, too, for people to find these places. So, Jared, continue along the path and telling people stories, and thank you for taking time to join us.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing, too, I do have a website.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, I hit these bars, and people want to try to find where they're at. WiscoDiveBars.com is a thing. If you go on there, it will show a map of Wisconsin. Every bar location I've been to is pinned, and you can zoom into any area, whether it's Hayward or Park Falls or Phillips or Milwaukee. You can zoom in, click on any pin on the map, and it will pull up my video off of YouTube. And then there's also a big blue button that says Navigate Here, and it will give you GPS coordinates right to the bar. So WiscoDiveBars.com is is where to go for that. And it makes it a kind of a pocket hand, a handheld guide to finding all these great dive bars that I've been to.
Very cool. Jared, thank you so much for taking time to join us. Appreciate it very much.
I appreciate you having me on.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 9 people killed, 30 hospitalized following a fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts, south of Boston. Some people who couldn't leave on their own had to be carried out of the building by first responders on ladders, and now they have nowhere to live, says Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
They're at a shelter in the city that they opened up for the victims, and we'll be working with them throughout the day to make sure that they have a place to stay.
No word yet on what caused the fire. A man